I would say as a provider also, not a barber, but as a cosmetologist, depending on the type of skin and the sensitivity, that can happen. And I don't think that is, it's unfortunate, you know, maybe there was too much pressure, but I don't think that in and of itself is a huge problem.
I appreciate the context that Brandon and Marshall gave us. I guess my biggest holdup on the kitchen of the cuts is that the complainant didn't respond. And if this had been me and this had happened, I would have been following up with the board if I hadn't heard anything. So to me, I'm not sure I can fully trust that, given that they didn't respond.
I don't like giving validation.
When we called the police, they met right away.
Yeah.
But if they were first on the shot, he probably was going to stay and talk to the police. He was verbally abusive to all of us. To the point to me to crush to my other stylist client. He was the person who called the police.
Right, it's really looking at sanitation violation, if there is sanitation violation to deal with. Because I think we agree that the first part of it is a story. So are we concerned about anything to do with sanitation in this case?
Like I explained, I was behind and I was not using that station. I just moved to apply the touch up to the next client and then go back and clean up the station. Was everything out? I didn't have any client there or anything.
That's incorrect. From what you thought.
This meeting was working on another client.
Different client somewhere else. All right, let's go somewhere to this.
I would move that we accept the findings and facts and conclusions of law related to the sanitation issue. The sanitation violation.
As contained in the investigation.
As contained in the investigation. You guys always want different things.
I know. This makes sense.
I know.
Makes me feel all warm and fuzzy when you say that.
Well, that's what I.
Do we have a second? Awesome. Okay, so we have a motion and a second. Is there any other discussion about the sanitation issues only? All right, hearing none. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay. All right, we have a majority. So we agree that this happened. All right. So now what about, is there an order of discipline about something?
I'd move that we issue a disciplinary letter for working number 98273.
All right.
And the concern is?
Why are you making us explain all this stuff? No, related to the sanitation issue.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you. That works.
All right. So we have a motion for a disciplinary letter of concern. We have a second.
Second that, Brandy Flores.
All right, we have a second. We have any other discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. All right, that was unanimous. Okay, so we're going to issue a letter of concern because of the sanitation. We'd like you to kind of keep that rolling a little better. The first part with these people, we don't know what. So,
thank you. I'm sorry.
No, we appreciate you coming in. We're sorry you're having a hard time with it. It doesn't make sense. But often that doesn't. We'll send you a letter about this and you'll get your letter. And that's the whole
thing. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Keep up the good work. Number 7-98333, Sophia Cervantes, license 11000343. Thank you for coming today.
I'm here.
No time. All right, Sophia Cervantes, star 6 if you're online, from 4 if you're here. Are you online?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, good. All right, we're going to do your case now. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you'll give be truthful?
I do.
State your name. Please say your name, please.
Sophia Cervantes.
Thank you very much for that. Ms. Bordelon is going to go over the case and we'll come back to you and ask the questions. Ms. Bordelon.
All right, thank you, Mr. Bagley, members of the board.
I can't hear, one second. I need the.
Can you hear now? Are we happy now?
I need it plugged in.
Okay, plug it in.
Okay, yes. Yes, I can hear you now. I apologize.
Stay plugged in.
Mr. Bagley, members of the board. My name is Ella Bordelon, Ella Bordelon.
Time out real quick. It sounds like multiple people together. Handful of people are. So whoever's not speaking, not speaking.
Mute your phone if you're not in this. All right. If you're not involved in this hearing, mute your phone. So now on your speaker. Go there.
We're working that on the back end here too. That might have fixed it.
I'm muted, they're trying now.
All right.
Yeah, we're going to need you to be muted on the computer.
Okay. Sounds right.
Mr. Bagley, members of the board, my name is Ella Bordelon. On April 28th of 2023, I conducted an inspection of Beauty Bar by Lynn, located in Tucson, Arizona. It resulted in an unsatisfactory grade due to the following. At the time of inspection, Sophia Cervantes, who was found performing services at the address listed above, Liz's Beauty Bar, and it was an unlicensed establishment. Now, the salon itself negotiated the case for this meeting. They have received a license. They became into compliance on July 19th of 2023. And the expiration date is July 19th of 2024. Any questions? I'm happy to address them.
It's pretty simple.
So she did not own the salon. She was just working there and the salon was the one that was. That's correct.
She was us.
She was like the best of salon.
Right. All right.
I move that we dismiss the case, 98333.
Do we have a second? Bless you. A motion and a second. We're not going to discuss this. Call in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone dissent? All right. We're done. Thank you for calling in. We appreciate it. Sorry for the echo. We're dismissing your case. Have a nice day. Mr. Cervantes, are you there?
You may have to unmute yourself now.
That's all right. Keep going. We're good?
I'll just say one more time. Mr. Cervantes, your case has been dismissed. You are free to go.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Number eight.
Thank you.
98335 Delfina Cruz, 111-00239. Great. All right, so Ms. Cruz, are you there? Do whatever magic tricks you have to do to get in. Push the button, star six. Up your belly, pat your ass, whatever. Ms. Cruz. All right, do we have any idea what happens there? Possibly, is she a real person?
No.
She on?
She in the state, exactly.
Yeah, she is.
She's there, yeah.
Ms. Cruz, will you push your whatever button and talk to us for a second?
You're muted. You're muted. Start fixing on your phone. There should be a little microphone on your screen, usually in the bottom left. Can you press it to unmute or is that not working?
Do we have to speak to her in order to do the case?
Can you call in? I'm gonna.
You're going to dismiss it.
Put the number in the chat.
If it's the same exact situation, I'm gonna.
The next four word, yeah.
I don't think she'll appeal.
Okay. Should we hear it or should I just make my motion?
I think that's a question. Should we still present it?
You might as well just present it.
Hello, can you hear me?
Are you Ms. Cruz?
This is Ms. Cruz. This is Delphina Cruz.
Okay, Delphina, just hang on one second. It's gonna be quick.
Okay.
All right, so Mr. Bagley, members of the board, my name is Helen Bordelon. On April 28th, I conducted an inspection of Beauty Bar by Liv located in Tucson, Arizona, and found Delphina Castro performing services at the address listed above, which was an unlicensed establishment. They have come into compliance as of July 19th of 2023. The salon is now. Any questions? I'll have to.
You did a wonderful.
You are amazing, Helen. I move that we dismiss case number 98335.
Motion is second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Thank you, then. All right, case is dismissed. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for your time.
All right, good to see you. Do it again. All right, next case is number 98336. Cynthia Rodriguez, 10332468.
Yes, I am here.
Good job. Just exactly the same thing. We're gonna go ahead and hear this case and we'll work our way through it.
Thank you, Mr. Bagley, members of the board. My name is Helen Bordelon. On April 28th, I conducted a routine inspection of DG Bar by Liv located in Tucson, Arizona, which resulted in an unsatisfactory grade due to finding Cynthia Rodriguez with performing services at the address listed above, which was an unlicensed establishment. The establishment has since become in compliance on July 19th of 2023.
Thank you.
Guzman Glover moved that we dismiss case number 98336.
Second.
Motion is second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any dissension? Unanimously, we agree we dismiss this case. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
All right. Good luck if you like. Number 11, INSP 086248.
I think we're on 10.
10, wasn't that?
98333.
Oh, all right, okay. Never mind. Number 10, 98337, Rosalinda Sandoval, license 1100097. And you're on.
Okay, Mr. Bagley, members of the board. My name is Helen Bordelon. On April 28th, I conducted a routine inspection of DG Bar by Liv located in Tucson, Arizona. Resulted in an unsatisfactory grade because I found Rosalinda Sandoval performing services at the address listed above, which was an unlicensed establishment. On July 19th, 2023, the establishment became compliant.
Beautiful.
Guzman Glover moved that we dismiss case number 98337.
Second.
Motion is second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right. Any opposed? Good job. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Case is dismissed. You may go. Number 11. Well, okay, if you want to, but we'll be up right back on. All right, number 11 in our case number INSP 086248, Erica Beltran, license BAR 003800. Erica Beltran, are you somewhere? Online, star six, press your unmute button, whatever. Is that you? Are you volunteering to be here? No, just moving. Okay. Erica Beltran, do you see her? No. No, with this. You do have it.
Oh, no, it's the same one.
The same place?
Yes.
And Barbara and Todd.
Yes.
Okay, they were both on my.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right, so anyway. Can we do it without her?
We can extend it without her, right?
All right, yeah, go ahead, so you want to dismiss.
All right, Mr. Begley, members of the board, my name is Helen Bordelon. On April 28th, 2023, I conducted an inspection of Beauty Bar by Liv located in Tucson, Arizona, which resulted in an unsatisfactory grade due to Erica Beltran was performing services at the address listed above, which was an unlicensed establishment. On June 5th of 2023, the establishment received their barber establishment.
Guzman Glover moved that we dismiss case number INFP 08-2488.
Second, Marshall Lawrence. Motion second, all in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? That unanimously, case dismissed. Next case is case number INFP 086249, Guadalupe Bejarano. License number BAR 011288. Are you present? Can we see the fun in the eye of this guy?
No.
Hang on. Same situation, though.
Never mind. You're on.
Thank you, Mr. Begley, members of the board. My name is Helen Gordelon. On April 28th, 2023, I conducted an inspection of Beauty Bar by Liz located in Tucson, Arizona, which resulted in an unsatisfactory grade because I found Guadalupe Bejarano performing services in the address listed above, which was an unlicensed establishment. On June 5th, 2023, the establishment received their barber license. If you have any questions, I will be happy to answer.
I would love Guzman Glover to move that we dismiss INFP 086249.
Second.
All right, motion second, all in favor, say aye.
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 Okay.
All right, Mr. Chair.
Dismissed.
Yes, and Mr. Chair, so we know that case number 18 on the agenda, INSP 087215, had indicated that they were attending. So if you'd like to call that one, and then we can come back to 13, because the 13 through 17 and 19 through 20 were unknown prior to the meeting.
All right, so we'll go to case number 18, INSP 087215, the Image Barber College LLC, PBC-DC-047. Lou Tiny Martinez, owner, BAR 003246. The mayor from the Image. Image online.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Mute your, do your mute button, star stick, something, some way. Back to us.
Hi, I'm here.
And who do we have?
My name is Luz Elvia Martinez.
How are you doing? I haven't seen you for a long time.
Yes. We get to see each other online now, so that's awesome. I just don't see your pictures, but I'm here. Good, under right. The circumstances, but I'm here.
All right, well, let's get through this. All right, so we're going to have our inspector go through it first, our investigator, and then we'll come back to you for questions.
Mr. Chair, members of the board, we did not receive a signed LLC attestation form for this. So, Ms. Martinez,
yes.
I have a couple of questions for you. Are you an officer, partner, member, manager, or employee of this entity?
Yes, I am. I'm the owner.
Perfect. Has the entity, meaning the LLC, specifically authorized you to represent it in these proceedings?
Yes, he does.
Thank you. This is not your primary duty to the LLC?
No.
Thank you. And finally, you are not receiving a separate or additional compensation for representing the LLC during this proceeding?
Not at all.
Perfect. So, Mr. Chair, members of the board, we have an LLC attestation.
Will you move forward on it, please?
Good morning, Chairman Bedley and members of the board. My name is Lisa Chauvin. On May 24th, I conducted a routine inspection of Damage Barber College
When I went into the school, the licensed instructor greeted me and was not there. The barber students were in the middle of haircut services with clients. When I asked for the instructor, the student informed me that it was a random student. He didn't name his name. So the student, hold on, informed me that the instructor, Ms. Martinez, had left and would be returning soon. The student pointed out at a woman cutting hair and said that she was an instructor. Everything at this time needed to be translated for me into English. The woman did identify herself as Sylvia Ramirez Beltran, the instructor, and said that her license was on the other side, the cosmetology side. It turned out that this was a licensed cosmetologist, 11801623, a cosmetology student instructor. The student translating and the cosmetology student instructor told me that her normal teacher was on vacation. I verified that that instructor on vacation is Rochelle Mingua Guzman, a licensed barber, BARO11680, and is not a licensed barber instructor. The sample bowl, sorry, bowl has bleach on it. Students are not wiping down the shampoo bowl after each client. Later, about 45 minutes later, the respondent, Lucy Jaime Martinez, showed up saying that she was on the roof while a workman was up there during repairs. There was no sign of a workman or ladders upon my arrival at the school. When I told Ms. Martinez the shampoo bowl was left dirty, she went to it and wiped off the bleach. Three student files were missing items. The science that had grazed with no instructor initial. I went through the whole inspection with Ms. Martinez to catch her up on the inspection while she was not at school. Before I left the school, I educated Ms. Martinez on what was needed in the student file and the importance of an instructor being there for their students and instructors. If you have any questions, I will be happy to address.
Okay, does the board have any questions for the investigator?
I don't have any questions.
All right, so the board doesn't seem to have any questions for you. So have you had an opportunity to review this complaint?
Yes, I have, and I immediately responded to the inspector for any findings that he had that day to make sure that I stay up to date with any requirements that I was missing. Yes, I'm having the opportunity to purchase the building, and yes, there is things that you have to do as an owner, and I usually don't leave my responsibilities to anybody else. I do have a couple of people that do work for me, and I guess one of them now, but they are my assistant, Raquel. She does some of the paperwork for my students, and she still works for me. She's not an instructor. She's in the process of, but right now she doesn't teach. She is helping me with paperwork. That's the reason that the day I had the inspection, I couldn't find what she was requesting, what the inspector was requesting. On the same day, I called the person. I got all the information and emailed all the documents to make sure I'm in compliance and make sure that this inspection gets in compliance and be up to standards with the board. Usually when I get the inspections, I'm always usually signing the inspection. So I was there for the inspection. There's things that you do as an owner, and some of them are getting on the roof. The other one was cleaning just the sink bowl because we had that inspection and a student by mistake forgot to clean it up. And I'm at your mercy, you know. I'm here, I'm a licensed instructor. I've been doing this for over 17 years. I did respond to the board on October 5th about this complaint via email, and I also sent a letter via mail with all the findings and response to how we responded to each one of the issues that the inspector showed. And well, I'm here for whichever decision you guys are here to make for me. I mean,
thank you. We have a question from the board member.
Are there any previous history with the school?
So I believe we all have a copy of the response letter. from her. So the details, a lot of explanation about each of the things that Chavez had found. Chavez, did you have any other information you wanted to give to us? Or you just
what my inspection findings, Dan?
Okay, is Miss Martinez a barber instructor also?
She's a cosmetology and barber instructor.
Cosmetology barber, brother. Okay.
And for.
Yeah, and yeah. She was at the facility. She just left in the room.
I did not physically see a machine truck, right. Nor a ladder, nor a workplace.
Sure.
I didn't physically see anybody up on the roof.
Okay. So she was somewhere, but we don't know.
As I explained on the letter, the building is pretty high, so you cannot get through the front. We usually go through the back. The roof is pretty high, so it's nothing that we're going to have on the front, neither for a hazard for our clients or students. But, you know, it is what it is.
All right. That makes sense. All right.
Excuse me. I just have a quick question.
Yes, ma'am.
We had our case dismissed just a little bit ago with Beauty Bar by Liz, and they were doing a roll call, but I didn't hear my name be called.
You're fine. The cases were dismissed. We're in a different case now.
Okay, so then I'm good then?
Yes, you are. You're as good as you can get. Goodbye. Sorry, Martina.
It's okay.
All right. Do we have any questions here that we can proceed with this case on? Are we clear on what the issues are?
So the violations are there was no instructor there, and there were the things. Those sanitation of the things and the instructor.
Also, student file issue, but she was able to repair that right away.
Okay. That's fine.
We had a student. The lady that was there, the individual that was there, was a licensed, was not a licensed instructor for his license for Cosmo, but not for barbering, or is a student for both?
She would be a student instructor for cosmetology,
but not barber.
But not barber.
Gotcha. So there was no barbering instructor.
Well, I'm a barber instructor myself, just so you know, and I was there, and I used to have her keep an eye on my students while I go up there and take care of the situation. But I'm a licensed barber instructor.
Right. That makes
sense. And I was the one that signed the complaint, and you had the time to review my response. It's also written in the documentation that I responded to it. But
okay,
again.
She was not in the room, you're on the roof, even if you're on the roof. There's unsupervised students.
All right. Go somewhere.
I move that we accept the findings of fact and conclusion of law.
Second. The motion is second. Any discussion? Hearing none.
With the discussion, is there any prior?
No, we have the vote on it, and then we can
ask prior. So if we agree that this happened, then we vote yes. Yeah.
Aye.
Yeah, that's unanimous. Now.
Is there any previous history?
No.
Question. Well, each other, no previous history. So I don't. I don't know, Seamus, if I can be honest. I know there are two schools. Previously been on the barber board, I specifically remember an issue that was brought out how to be happy.
If there was no action taken on it, it wasn't disposed of by the board, which would be in the board's records now, then it
but can't, I don't know, well,
can't take it into consideration.
Is Bruce Wayne on the phone?
Yes, can we reach out to
Bruce? Yeah, Bruce, are you there?
Muted, right. I guess the question we have here is, what do we see in front of us on this particular?
We would want to see that too, whatever that disposition was. If staff knows where that is, if not, I would not take it into consideration.
Okay. So regarding today's case,
go through with the recommended. Final B with the agreement. And I'm going to go to your graduate.
Okay, the recommendations are manager, permitting an unlicensed barber, 250. Practicing barber without current barber license, 150. Permitting an employer, another person under his supervision to control or practice barbering without license, 500. Practicing or teaching in a school without license.
It looks like the consent decree that was offered was a $500 for both penalty with solve that probation period with early termination.
Another inspection in that.
Probation.
Well, probation with the 30-day.
Whatever period, yeah. All right, let's go somewhere.
All right.
All right, I move, I move that we impose the following discipline. I move to offer for a $250 civil penalty.
Yeah, what you gonna say?
If I've signed within 30 days, move to a formal hearing, with 12 months probation. I've not seen, you know, she wasn't there, she needed to be there, I don't know how far away she was, I don't know if anybody was particularly hurt by the specific thing, I.
Is that your motion?
That's my motion.
Thank you.
24 feet to the top, not to the side, so I was 24 feet up in the same room.
Excuse me, the board's making a motion right now.
Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second? Or Tracy's motion?
And it, would that to include, reinspection?
The 12 months of probation.
Yes.
All right, again, do we have a second for that motion? All right, then that motion is dead, so do we have a new motion?
I'd like to propose a new motion, I move that we, I move that based on the findings of facts and conclusions of law, we take the following disciplinary action of a civil penalty of $500, if signed within 30 days, move to, I'm sorry, if not signed, and within 30 days, we move to a formal hearing with a 12-month probation. And a reinspection within the next 30 days.
And that's a consent agreement?
Yes.
Thank you.
Consent agreement.
All right, so we have another motion, do we have a second for this motion?
A second.
Motion and a second, do we have any discussion? Hearing no discussion, all in favor say aye.
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 All right, is there any dissension?
Nay.
All right, so we have a majority that says we're going to offer a consent agreement for $500 plus probation. You, Ms. Martinez, you'll get a letter to this effect, and you can decide if you accept it or not, and we can move forward from there, okay?
Okay, but is there something that I can say before you, I mean, you already make the motion and I understand, but is there anything that I can say?
Yeah, we already made the motion, we're already there, I appreciate, I understand your situation, I don't know that I necessarily would have done different things than you did, but it's just where you are, like getting caught in a traffic fine.
Okay, no, I just needed a little bit more support from the board, because these situations can happen, and even if, and I like, I put it on my response, and they find us in the restroom, or they find me in the restroom, if I'm not in front receiving the inspector, you know, I'm seeing just being charged.
Support's legal, this matter, and they disposed of.
I understand, yeah.
So we're doing that.
That's fine, I understand, okay, but if that's the way it is, then we don't.
That is matter, so we're moving on to the next one, thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Martinez. All right. Now we're going back.
But thank you for your support.
Thank you. We're now moving to case number 13, number, case number 98254. Andude, Lily Dute, I'm sure I messed that up, license 118-00236. You're on the phone, star six, if you're on whatever that other thing is, push the mute button. You know, kids, I want you with that. Any evidence that there's somewhere in that folder that you're looking at?
Not signing it.
Okay. So, all right, case number 98254, Adude Lily Akute.
Perfect, to unmute.
All right, hearing no response, I move the case number 98254, move to a formal hearing unless the parties involved are able to agree to the consent agreement as was provided.
Ms. Mclover, second.
All right, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, that's all. Next case is number 14, 98293, Magic by Mason, SCO at 29553, Stephen Mason, license number 911-00095-104-101-043. Magic by Mason, star six, push mute button, unmute button, whatever. Any evidence of magician in your room? Okay. All right, so then hearing no response, move the case number 98293, move to a formal hearing unless the parties involved can agree to the consent agreement within the time it takes for us to get to the other side.
Ms. Mclover, second.
Motion and a second, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any dissent? Apparently unanimously agree on that. Okay, next case number 15, 98301, TK Nails, SNT 16503. Anbu Din Lee, 505-01-493. Star six if you're on the phone, mute them. If you're somewhere else, hello? Nope. All right, hearing no response, I move the case number 98301, move to a formal hearing unless the parties involved can agree to the consent agreement within the appropriate time.
Ms. Mclover, second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposition? All right, unanimously agree to that. Next case is number 16, 98302, Matthew J. Bennett, 11002833. Mr. Bennett, if you're there, star six, push the mute button. You don't exist.
No one's online other than board members or board staff.
All right, okay, Leo. All right, then I move the case number 98302, move to a formal hearing unless the parties involved can agree to the consent agreement at the appropriate time.
Ms. Mclover, second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Next one up is number 17, INSP 088644, Clippers Barber Shop, BBE 000063, Daniel Hernandez, BAR 005650. I don't see you moving forward. I don't see you moving forward, therefore, it's not here. I understand you're not online, therefore, you probably don't really exist. So, we're going to make a motion to move that to a formal hearing unless the parties involved consent to the consent agreement within the appropriate time period.
Ms. Mclover, second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Aye. Everybody says aye. Yeah, people say aye. All right, and then we did that one. And we're down to number 19. Oh, 19, continue to. All right. Number eight, number seven, right?
Number eight, but yes.
Right, the seven. BII is only two. Public comment?
Yep.
Seven. Oh, you guys, running two. Those wishing to the board that need your request permission in advance. However, the board may limit those people speaking at the time to read the number on a given public matter. In addition, any person wishing to address the board were given about a minute to do so pursuant to ARS 38431.018. The board can only take action on matters listed on the agenda, so therefore can't tell you anything anyway. Action on public matters that are not listed on the agenda will be limited to direct the staff to say the matter, schedule for a future discussion. Do any of you wish to speak? Bless you.
I think they know better.
Somebody.
Ruth Klontzberg moved that we adjourn the meeting.
At 12:10 PM.
Second, motion is second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Have a good day, guys.
You guys have a good night.
And I didn't want to think 4 hours.